Today's daf is daf chav beis in Masechet Shvuot, and we're holding on the chav aleph on the beis, the closing two dots, three lines up from the bottom, and we're at the closing piece of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, we learned that Rabbi Akiva said that you'd be chayiv on even the slightest amount of achila in a case where somebody asers himself with a shvuah, and the Rabbanan said to him, Omrula, Rabbi Akiva, Echad Matzino, where in the world did we ever find an iser that is b'chol shulu, or pachot b'kizayit, that this guy should be chayav pachot b'kizayit, to which Rabbi Akiva responded, and where did we ever find a case where a guy would just speak and be chayav a car? Now, the first problem that we have is with the Chachomim's assertion that we never heard of such a thing, that somebody should be chayav for less than a kizayit. For low, why not? What about if somebody eats an ant? We learned before that you could be over many surin in eating a particular type of sheret. So what about a nimala? Well, that's talking about a birya. I understand that over there, the Torah asserted this particular thing. And so memela, it's considered to be the full achila. But that's what we're talking about over here. Over here, the man asserted himself in achila of a type of thing, and you're saying that even pochot mikizayit of it, it's like a piece, a tiny piece of bread, from a kikar, where he asked achila the kikar, would be asur. Why is that? That's what they were asking. What about, says the Gemara, what about hegdish? Over there, if somebody has hegdish, there's no din of achilas kezayis, and you're chayev a carbon me'ila. No, but that's because it's a different shear. The shear of me'ila is a shava pruta, but it's not a kosher. Well, Rabbi Akiva is saying, you don't have a relationship to an iser where there's no shear of that iser. Okay, what about Mifaresh? We're going to see later on that in a case where a guy says Bifarush, that I make a Shavuah not to eat even the tiniest amount of something, that's certainly a Shavuah. You don't need a Kizayit. So, I mean, from the Sugya, and everybody's mode, even if Chachamim related to that. So from the Sugya of Shavuot itself, Rabbi Akiva should have been able to say. You guys say yourselves that's the din of a Shavuah. So what are you asking me? Who ever heard of such a thing? You admit that there's such a thing. No, because they hold that when somebody is mifaresh eating in a particular way, that's the equivalent of eating a nimala. As we said before, that nimala, that's the thing that the Torah was makshiv. So over here, that's what you were makshiv in the yisr. So then that means that this is the actual definition of the Yisr. You can no longer say it doesn't have the chashivut of achila. It's the very fact that this was the focus of the Yisr that gives it the chashivus of achila. Ask the Gemara, what about eating dirt? Vahare afar. Why didn't he say, in a case where a guy says, I take a shvuah on myself that I will not eat dirt. So over here, the Gemara is making the assumption that since dirt is not edible, so it doesn't make sense to apply the shiur of kizayit. So what Rabbi Akiva could have said to the Chachamim is, in a case where a guy said, I won't eat afar, over there he's not mefarish. So you're not shy to say that he gave it the chashivut, he didn't give it the chashivut. And nonetheless, you agree that it would be b'pachot b'kizayit. So why didn't he simply answer that and say, I don't understand what you're asking me. It's a nonsensical question. Ella, it must be that indeed that would not have been the case. Since the Chachamim asked their question, apparently they would have held that when it comes to eating, even offer would also have been a kizayit. And that's why they asked Rabbi Akiva, who ever heard of such a thing, that an isra achil it's pachot mikizayit. But if that's the case, then the very fact that they asked this in the Mishnah is the solution to Rava's question later on. Tivshataboy Rava. Because Rava asks, in a case where a guy says, Shvu'a shalo ochal afar, he swears he's not going to eat dirt. And he goes ahead, v'achal afar. He goes ahead and he eats dirt. So the question is, bikama, what would be the shir of achila? You see the answer here. If the shir of achila would be b'chot b'kezayitz, and the Chachamim could never have asked their question on Rabbi Akiva. So Rava basically is not reading the Mishnah clearly. From the Mishnah, it's evident that it's Tivshat Adi Ika Kezayit. No, that's not a question, because, I mean, the Chachamim are saying in a meeting of bar achila. Obviously, once there's nothing edible, so if we're talking now about eating, that's a chavis saying. You're saying you can eat pachot mikazayis. Whoever heard such a thing? So you asked. He could have said, "What do you mean? Whoever heard such a thing? What about dirt? We're asking you eating. You don't really eat dirt." So the pu'ula of eating over there is defined as ingesting, not as eating. So if I'm ingesting, obviously there's no shear of kezayit. Maybe. In other words, we don't know how to understand the question. But you certainly can't bring a riot from Rav. Either way, in other words, either it's a joke to compare it to achilat afar, which is b'chalal not achila, they're talking about achila. I mean, or if you want to stretch it, you could say that maybe afar is also a shear of kezayit. But either way, there's no question that the Chachamim could have continued to ask this against Rabbi Akiva Shita. Ask the Gemara, and what about Konamot? Konamot, the din is, we'll see later on, somebody asks for something on itself as a korban. Shaloshon of Konim is a way in which we're mechane, we use another word in order not to get into the question of maybe. Someone will say Konam instead of Konam, I'll say korban la'ashem. So in order to avoid making something Ekdash, using the Shem Hashem, so we just created a language, or maybe there was a degradation of language, that is a question in the Nedarim. But in any event, we call the Nedarim Konamot because of that. And the din is, as we'll see later on, that Konamot, since there's no mention of the word Achila, so the Konamot is Bechol Shehu. So why doesn't he say Echan? They're asking, Echan Matzinu, what about Konamot Matzinu? No, Konamot is the equivalent of Kimefaresh. We already said that if the guy himself is Machshevet, so then it's the same din as the Nimala. We're asking about, what about in a case where he wasn't Machshevet? So where a guy is not going to say the word Achila, he's going to mention an item, this thing, and then he's Machshevet any amount of that thing. If he talks about Achila, as he does in a Shvua, then already it follows the normal dinim of Achila. So Taina the Rabbon. Amar Lahen, to which Rabbi Akiva now responds, and he tells the Chachamim, what's your question? After all, Heichad matzino b'medaber mevi korban, shezeh medaber mevi korban. Where did you ever hear such a thing? A guy should speak, and the speech is mechayev makorban. Says, well, what do you mean? We find many examples. We don't find a case where a guy should speak and he has to bring a korban. What about a megadeth? So somebody blasphemes. So what's the din over there? He has to bring a korban. So he's just a medaber. No. I don't mean that. We mean, Rabbi Akiva is saying, where do we find that somebody could just speak and make something usher? Now, not that he could do a chet. Medaber v'oser kamir. This is a medaber v'choteu. Obviously, people could speak and sin. That's not the issue. Okay, well, what about a nazir? A nazir is medaber, and because of his dibur, he now has to go, and he's mevi korbano, and that should be the example that they could throw back in Rabbi Akiva's face. Says the Gemara, he's not bringing maybe korbano. We're talking about maybe korbano diburo, correct? The nazir is maybe korbano diburo. This is maybe korban l'shtere lechano to come out. Why is the nazir bringing a korban? Because he spoke. He's bringing a korban because the Torah said someone who's a nazir, in order to be matir shtiat yayin, has to bring a korban. That's all. What does it have to do with because he spoke? So Mamel, what about a carbon of a Nazir Tameh? Even a Nazir Tameh is not bringing a carbon because he spoke. V'haraya, let's say he would have become Tameh Ba'ones, points out the Rashba. Would he have had to bring a carbon? Absolutely. Do you bring a carbon on an Ones because of a sin? Of course not. So that means that this has nothing to do with your Dibur. It has to do with the state of the Zirut. State of the Zirut is Bechayev a carbon in order for you to be able to start your Zirut over again and to be Yotzeh from the state of the Zirut. As far as how to get into that state of the Zirut, yes, it's B'dibur. But that's not what you're asking me. You're asking me whether Dibur itself is the Makar of the Isser that creates the carbon? No, that's not this case. Okay, well, what about Hegdash? Hegdash, a guy opens up his mouth, makes something Hegdash, then somebody uses it, and his nana from it, or he eats it, and he has to bring a korban mi'ila. So here there's a perfect example. Chum say, what's so special about this case? They should say to Rabbi Akiva, why is it any different than any hegdish? Answers the Gemara, because what Rabbi Akiva was saying is, where do we find a case where a guy can ask for something on himself? Obviously, you could change the state of an object, it becomes us or the whole world. But where do we find Oser L'atzmo Kamina? This guy is Oser HaKol Olam Kulo. Well, what about Konamot? How about if a guy osers something on the entire world with a debt? So then he's ossering the whole world. He's only the Medaber. And because of that Dibur, they're going to have to bring a Korban Me'ila if they're over on the Koning. No, they don't. Kosovar ain Me'ila B'Konamot. Obviously, we're even saying Echad, but you know, it's because there's no such thing. He holds that a Koning Neder, just because it uses the idea of Hegdash and Nidre Hegdash, doesn't turn it into Hegdash, for heaven's sake. What are you going to say? Schayev Korban Me'ila. Korban Me'ila is something that Hegdash owns. Over here, this is irrelevant to Hegdash's owning. You're just bringing a tfisa of the Isser, just like Hegdash's Isser. This is also Isser. Why should you bring a Korban Me'ila? So therefore, we don't have such a case. Omar Rava, you should know that the entire machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan is only bistan, where he said, I won't eat, make sure, I won't eat this loaf of bread. But suppose he says, beferush, I won't eat a crumb. So then, the Rabbanan, of course, are made that. They're not saying that a shvua isn't chala less than a kezayit. They're saying that the definition of the word achila is bekezayit, unless otherwise specified. So the guy says, I'm not going to eat a crumb. So then he'll be also on a crumb. So if I'm not going to eat anything, you'll be also on a mashu. So over there, divrei Yaakov b'choshev. My time, as we said before, you could be mafarish, and that's no different than the Torah giving you an iser of shkatzim, and it's there, it says achila. Nonetheless, if you ate one birya, a tiny birya, you'd be chayiv. So apparently, the shear of achila normally requires a gesayis, that's what's marked of the achila. But the moment that you have the chashivut, because of the way in which the iser has defined itself, and this is a living organism, and therefore adequately expresses the chashivut of the system. So then you'd be chayef.
So we go back to Afer for a second. So therefore the assumption was that since what they said it was doing was eating, that's why you would need a kezayis of Afer, even though the Afer wasn't a food substance.
Now why are you going back to this? What does this have to do with what we just said?
I thought that now we're saying that we're defining eating as eating, and therefore the substance doesn't matter.
I had that covered the whole time. I'm not following the Mahalach HaMachshava. I'm sorry. I don't understand. The Omar Rava, Machloket B'Shalo Ochal. This entire Machloket from Rabbi Akiva and HaKhamim is only where a guy said, I will not eat. Suppose a guy says, I will not taste. I won't even taste it. Then Divrei Yaakov B'Choshu. Everybody agrees. That means any amount. Says the Gemara Pshitam. So what's the Chiddush in that? Says the Gemara Pshitam. I mean, isn't that the point when he's saying I won't taste? It means the taste entering my mouth? No. Mao the taste is not at all Pshita, because people use the word to taste as that way, especially the word to eat in Hebrew. When you want to sit down with a friend, you say, let's litol midit. Let's have something. It's the equivalent of having something in English. But having something in English also means to have something significant, not to taste something. They give you a taste for free in the ice cream parlor. So the guy says, let's go into Tony's ice cream and litain me. It doesn't mean we should test something and ask them to give me a little spoon to taste. Exactly. He means a serious bite. That's a very good example. Have a bite. So I might have thought that that's what it meant over here. We should be mafarshit in that way. Kamash balanda ti'ima is b'chosh. Omer's papa. Furthermore, the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim is dafka when it comes to the shavua, which is what we're talking about. But if a man would have said hare alai instead of using the word achila, then divrei Yaakov b'chosh shavu. That's the equivalent of the ant again, because my time up kodamod nami. If he's not talking about eating, so then basically he's being mafarish dummy, whatever it is. He's being machshived, whatever this thing consists of. Any amount of this thing is sufficient. Ask the Gemara, you're claiming that when it comes to konamot, that there's no shear at all. Meitzvah. שני קודמות מצטרפים, שתי שבועות אין מצטרפות. So here it says, two Isure Kenen are mitztarfim. Which of course doesn't make any sense. Since you just said there's no shear, what would they be mitztarfim to? That we'll have to see. Two Shavuot, on the other hand, are not mitztarfim. Rabbi Meir Omer, konamot kishvuot. They're exactly the same. Konem shvua has the same din. Now we'll see in what direction he means in a moment. But in any event, what concerns me right now is the use of the word mitztarfim. If you're going to tell me, Isa Gadaita, that the meaning of Chayev and Konamot is Bechol Shehu, so what do you mean they can be mitztarei if you can add up enough to be Mechayev? You don't have to add up anything. The slightest amount is always enough by definition. So Isa Gadaita, Chayev is Bechol Shehu. What is the point of discussing Tziruf? Lama Lilit Tzareif? No, that must be talking about a case where a guy did not say this item is alai bekonim. It's talking about a case where he mentioned achila, even as a konim. So he said, achila mizo alai konim. And that furthermore, achila mizo alai konim. He said, took two separate pieces of bread, let's say, and he said, this piece of bread is a neder for against me to eat. Now, obviously, well, I shouldn't say obviously because it's actually a machlokas. Normally, when we talk about a konim, an act is not included. You can't say eating is a konim, you see. Now, some learned Tosfos questions whether, the Gemara says beferish, you cannot assert sleep on yourself, for instance, with a net. Because I know in this room, I mean, it's not even conceivable, but sleep, in most places, sleep is a non-physical state. I can't touch sleep. It's just a description of the way in which people are listening to Daf Yomi. But it isn't really something that is an actual thing. So achila is as a verb, as an act, is also not considered to be an object. And a neder, we learned in the Nedarim, can only be chal on an object. Therefore, when a person says achal, he doesn't really mean the act of achila is usur, says Taisus. It's just that what he's doing is, in having used the word achila, he's now defining the nature of the isur on this chefetz of bread as being the nature of isur achila. So that therefore it's defined by achila. Now Taisus also suggests that there may be a difference between sleep and eating. Because sleep is not even really a verb. In other words, there's no particular act. It's only a state. Maybe there's a difference between an act and a state, so that an act is closer to a physical object, and the Gemara wasn't saying you can't asser an act. It was only saying you can't asser a state. Possibly. But in any event, this needn't be taken, as we pointed out yesterday, needn't be taken literally, because the language, when it comes to the Nedarim and Shavuos, the Gemara uses language which it leaves to you to define al pi halacha in a way that would be suitable for the particular sugya, neder or nedarim. In this particular case, it would depend how you learn it suitable. All that he's pointing out is that once you use the word achila, so then already it's possible to aser each one separately. Wait a minute. So then if that's the case, then why is it mitztarif? In other words, you're saying the case is that he took two loaves of bread. He asked this loaf of bread bekeine machila, and this loaf of bread bekeine machila. So that's two completely separate isurim. What's the difference? They both happen to be isurim on bread. That's irrelevant. So how in the world are you going to be mitzarif a half an isur of one netter and a half isur of another netter? That's a joke. So that's sof, zilacha like a shiura, zilacha like a shiura. That's crazy. That can't be the case. Because then you cannot be mitztarif, since neither one of these isurim is going to be able to get a shear, right? So that can't be the case. Sorry, says Gemara, you're right. It would have to be that he said, achila mishtehen alai konim. I aser now both of these breads, these loaves, with an isur of kenem, assuming that I eat of them. That's how I mean their isur to be chal. Wait a minute, so then, and by Shavuos, where you said, you contrasted Shavuos to konamot. You said two shvuot are not mitzarif, two konamot are mitzarif. But I mean, obviously, they need to be the same case, right? Okay. So let's take a look at the case of shavuot. So now the kavataga be shavuot. What would be the similar case? The parallel case that you're saying a shavuot is not mitzarif. That a guy said, I will not eat from both of these kikarot. So it's all one shavuot. So I understand. So why is it not mitzarif? This doesn't make any sense. We seem to be caught between a rock and a hard place. If we define it to be one shvuah and one karban konim, so then it would be mitzarev. If we define it as two, neither the shvuah nor the konim should be mitzarev. But where in the world would we get a case where it's mitzarev for one and not for the other? Can you explain that? So then am I a mitzarev? Omer of Pinchas, I'll tell you why. It's a fascinating detail, but it makes all the difference in the world. When you come to the sugya of Shavuos, the din is, we learn this out from the Pasuk, of Vahayaki Yehesham la'achat mi'ela. La'achat mi'ela is to be mechayev, I'll call achas v'achas. But that's only benogeya korban. So that korban, that is a way in which we understand the nature of the Isra. Since if a person makes a shvuah and he says, we're going to see this in the upcoming Mishnah today, if a person makes a shvuah and he mentions each item of the shvuah separately, so he says, shvuah that I won't eat this loaf and this loaf. So it is one shvuah, but nonetheless, since it says, al-achad mi'ele, when it comes to the chiv of shvuah, of the korban oil of yared, he's chayav on each one separately, because we darshan not even achad mi'ele. So we get separated out the gabi the chiyav of chatas. Once we separated out the chiyav of chatas, which does not appear by me'ila, by konomas at all, so shinei shavuos, indeed there's a basis for making a distinction between shavuos and konomas. That shavuos v'toch shechalukot l'chata'od ein mitzarfot, since l'maisa, you are going to have to bring two separate korbanos when you eat two separate pieces from these two different chalot. Mamela, they're not mitzarif. Araya, the Torah, have used them as being separate legavi the chiev of korban. Masha inke, when it comes to konamot, why would I see them as being separate just because they happen to be in separate pieces of bread? So over there, they would be mitzarfot. Wait a minute, that makes a lot of sense. And Rabbi Meir, who says konamot kishivuot, and they are mitzarev. They're not mitzarev. I understand. Why? The shvuas are not mitzarev. I understand why. Because shvuas hold the chalukot v'chataot. So you just said this far, like Rav Pinchas. But the konamot, that I don't understand. Why would the konamot be like the shvuot? Okay, you know what? You're right. On my law, why wouldn't they be? Should be mitzarev. So it must be, we made a mistake. April. Switch around what Rabbi Meir said. What Rabbi Meir said was actually Shivuot ki konamot. Then in the same way that you understand that konamot are mitzarev, so too Shivuot are mitzarev. Aye, what about what it said that Rav Pinchas brought a raya from Karbonais? Let later Rav Pinchas. Apparently Rabbi Meir doesn't hold that just because the Torah viewed chaluka for chata'ot, therefore we should consider it not to be mitzarev for Nisr. That doesn't make sense to him. So Mamela, what he's saying is that either way, it would be mitzarev. Ravina says, I have a simple explanation. Hika'omer Rav Papa, when did Rav Papa say konamot kol shavu? What was the whole kasha? That Rav Papa said everybody agrees when it comes to konamot kol shavu. So we asked the kasha him, aye, it says mitzarev. And if it's kol shavu, then there's nothing to be mitzarev. I have a simple answer to that. Rav Papa was talking about Sirov Le'inyan Malkut. And when he said Kol Shavu, he said to get Malkus. And in Achinami, Sirov, as far as Malkus, is irrelevant. Because we don't need Sirov. So when it comes to Malkut, indeed, he gets Malkut. But when we're talking about Sirov over here, it was not talking about this halacha at all. We're talking about Mitztarfin in terms of a korban. And the korban, meaning obviously a korban me'ila, what other korban is shayach by konamot? So in other words, we're changing our mind. We seem to be saying konamot, do bring a korban. What korban is that? A korban me'ila. There's no other korban on konamot. So when we were talking about over here, about siruf, and comparing Klanamot to Shavuot, that was referring to a korban. And what shear was it referring to? Not mitzarfas to kezayit, because obviously there's no din of kezayit by me'ilah, but what it meant was mitzarfot for a shavaprut, because shavaprut is the shear of me'ilah. Wait a minute, so now Lameima, you're trying to tell me that the Rabbanan are talking about a korban me'ilah for konamot? So Lameima de kasavi Rabbanan yesh me'ilah b'konamot? I mean, your whole answer is based on the existence of an idea, according to Rabbanan, of tziruf. For what? Not for malchus, because you said even the Rabbanan are made it for malchus, it's a kosher. So the tziruf therefore has to be in terms of korbanot. The only korban is me'ilah. So you're telling me the Rabbanan hold yesh me'ilah b'konamot? Iva Tanya, does it not say that if a guy says kikarzu hegdash, and now he goes ahead and he or somebody else eats it, bachla, benhu, ben chavero, that's me'ilah. And since it's shayach me'ilah, it has a din of hegdash, you can be paid it. V'chak yesh la pidyon. Now, obviously, we're not talking about literal hegdash here, because otherwise the whole discussion is moot. I mean, therefore, that's the din of hegdash. The point over here is that if a person says this kikar should be like hegdash, what he's saying is not that it's a like hegdash, and not that it's a lecha hegdash, but rather that it's al kol olam kulay hegdash. So he doesn't really mean to give it to hegdash; he means to asr it like hegdash. If he asrs it as a universal like hegdash, then indeed it takes on the characteristics of hegdash. It's not a personal hatfosa to hegdash. And therefore, in that case, there would be a chiyuv of me'ilah, and there would be a din of pidyon, just like hegdash. But if he says, kikar zo alai hegdash, so then he would be me'il, but chaveiro lo ma'al, lefichach ein la pidyon, divrei Rabbi Meir. The chachomim, on the other hand, say, what's the difference? What do you mean, mo'el? There is no mo'el. Bein hu, bein chaveiro, lo ma'al, I don't care how you said it. There's no din of me'ilah b'konamot, and therefore, if there's no din of me'ilah b'konamot, then there's no shear of a shavapruta, and if there's no shear of a shavapruta, and there's no carbon, what in the world was Ravina trying to say that Rav Papa was talking about malchus, and the brayta was referring to tziruf for a carbon, where according to the Rambam, no such carbon exists? So now what are you talking about? Okay, we'll have to switch that around, sorry. Epoch. Echad ze v'yechad ze lo ma'al, l'fi she'im li'ilu b'konamot div Rabbi Meir. We got our shitot inverted. It's Rabbi Meir holds his no me'ilu b'konamot. It's the Chachamim who say hu ma'al v'kaveru lo ma'al. You haven't helped anything, my dear friend, you haven't helped anything. Because now that you're telling me that Rabbi Meir holds that ein me'ilu b'konamot, and Ravina understands that there's got to be a discussion of Ilah Gabi Korban, then how do you understand the words of Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Meir says, Konamot Kishvuot? What do you mean, Konamot Kishvuot? That what? That they're not mitzaref. The Konamot itztarufet odolo mitzaref. We're only arguing about whether they're mitzaref. What do you mean, mitzaref? Mitzaref for what? I thought you said that we don't need tziruf for malchus. We only need tziruf for Korban. And Rabbi Meir holds you don't have a carbon. So could you explain to me, please, what Rabbi Meir was talking about when he said that there's a question of tziruf when it comes to konamot, where there's no such concept of tziruf, because the only thing you could be mitzarif for is a carbon that doesn't exist. That's the problem? Whether you could be mitzarif it? You're telling me that me'ila ipu, there is a carbon me'ila? I thought you just said, Rabbi Meir, ein me'ilah b'konamot klal. There's no such carbon. So now you're making no sense at all. Either you make no sense in the Rabbanan, or you make no sense in Rabbi Meir. But it doesn't help to say, epuch. Well, no, it does help, because maybe Rabbi Meir was not saying his own shita at all. Rabbi Meir was talking to Rabbanan. He was saying like this, listen, gentlemen, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know what you're talking about. What do you mean, tziruf? There's nothing to be mitzarif for. So I don't even know why you're discussing. Klal. Okay, but you hold there are a korban me'ilah But I mean, at least admit that there's no reason for Konamot to be any different than Shvuot. So Odi Le'mil to Konamot Kishvuot, to which the Rabbanah said, no, Konamot are not Kishvuot, because when it comes to Shvuot, Iked Rav Pinchas, you have the Svara of Rav Pinchas. What is that Svara? That since Achat Be'ela is Mechalek, the various Kikarot for a Shvuah, for a Korban, and that is only true of a Shvuah. But by Konamot, we don't have such an idea. Like at the Rav Pinchas. And therefore, there is a reason to say that Konamot would be Mitztaref and Shvuot would not be Mitztaref. So now, everything fits in without being a contradiction to the opening psak of Rav Papa, that Konamot, everybody is made at, would be a shiur like a Nimala, that it would be considered to be Mifarej. Why? He's talking about Malkus. When it comes to Malkus, Erechinani. Omar Rav. Now, getting back at last to the opening reference that we had to Rava, Shmuash lo ochal, he doesn't say, he just says, I won't eat. Obviously, in that case, if he eats dirt, it's potter, because there's no such achila. Dirt is not royal achila. But my question is, this was the Rava we referred to back at the beginning, boy Rava, Shavua shalo ochal afar, how about if it's beferish? I won't eat dirt. Now, over there, the word eat could be used as a borrowed term. I mean, what he really means is I won't ingest dirt. He's using the word eating. So my question is, says Rava Bekama, what would the shir be? Do we say, kivanda amar shalo ochal, since he used that dirty word, he said, I'm not going to eat. He must use it advisedly. The reason that he used it is because he meant to ingest as if it were edible. So he's referring to a kezayit. Oh, do ma kibud alav midi de'achle inchu? It would be a bechosh. Or do we say, since by definition it's not edible, a shiur of kezayit to a non-edible item is just an absurdity. So why would we give it a shiur of achila? You can't use achila as a borrowed term and expect it to carry all of its meanings in terms of shiur. That's my question. Another question that I have, says Rava. Boy, Rava, to zero in on this issue, how about if a guy says, Shavua shalo ochal chartzai, I won't eat now the pit of a grape. So in other words, if you're going to tell me that in other cases that the halacha would be that achila means a kizayit. So now, how about if he talks about something that people don't eat? You can't eat an entire bowl full of date pits. On the other hand, grape pits. On the other hand, if you're eating grapes, you swallow a pit along with the grape, right? So in that case, you'll even chew the whole thing and swallow it. So do we say, kivan demit achel ayedei ta'aruvet, since lemaisa, people do eat, in a sense, pits along with the rest of the grape. So then when he's talking about eating the chartzanim, he really means a kizayit, because the concept of achila, at least, is applicable to something like this. So it's okay, the dirt, I understand. Dirt, you could tell me there's no shear of a kizayit, but that's because it's not edible in any circumstances. But the chartzan is edible. So perhaps he means literally to eat it, a kizayit, al dilma. Kiva delo be'ene achila inche. Or do we say nobody would eat it as it is? They would only eat it in the mixture. So then here too, he is saying eating in the sense of ingestion. And all he means is a masho. Daite a masho. Take. Boy, Ravashi, how about a nazir who says, Shavua shalo ochal chartzan? Now, a nazir in general is not allowed to eat the products of grapes. This nazir seems to unnecessarily be making a shavua that he won't eat grape pits. What did he mean? A kezayis is an isadir, dirite. So do we say, in that case, since eating a kezayis will be over the dirite, so then obviously he wants to add. So if he wants to add, he must be making a shavua on what would have been mutter for him. So a teraka mishtaba. In this case, it should be clear that he means to aser anything. And therefore, his das needs to be expressed, understood as expressing a new iser of mashu. O Dilma, kima da amar shalo ochal. Do we say even in this case, since the word that he uses is "I won't eat," he means it as a kizayit, and then ein achinami, the shvuah won't be chal, because you can't make a shvuah on something that's already aser. Says the Gemara Tashma. Let's see if we can bring a raya. Shvu'a shalo ochal. The guy says, I won't eat at all. And he eats nevelot, v'trifot, shkatzim, v'rimashim. We've spoken about this Mishnah. Chayav. And Rabbi Shimon says, you're potter. And we asked on this Mishnah, how could you be chayav? Am I chayav? Are you not mushpava omeid mi'ar Sinai? And you will recall that Rav and Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan said, it's talking about over there where you were kolel dvarim amutarim im dvarim asurim. So you assert not only the things which are usher to eat, you assert things that are mutter to eat. There's a machlokas we showed him whether that means you specifically mentioned that you're assering also the things that are iser, or the general statement, I won't eat, includes all things. But in any event, you're certainly creating a new situation. Because before you were only usher on the nevelas and treifas and so on, and now you're usher on everything. Since the din of ein iser chalal iser is only where it's the same thing, but if you're kalal new things along with this, so then the old things are kolul in it. So therefore, we're talking about a case where you're kalal. Reish Lakish says, no, kolel does not work. The reason that in this case it works would only be where you said chatzi shiur. As far as whether you need to say the chatzi shiur b'feirush or not, obviously that's dependent on the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan, whether generally you mean chatzi shiur in a shvur or not. But it has to be talking about a case where you answered something that previously was mutter. So iatam motzei, the only way you're going to find an additional shvur is that the case in the Mishnah was talking about where, according to Rabbanan, you said beferush chatzi shiur, alim the Rabbanan, and therefore the Mishnah is saying what was previously osir, mutter, is now osir because of your shvur, because it was completely mutter before. Or, according to Rabbi Akiva, you wouldn't even have to say beferush, because it always means that. When you say, I swear I will not eat, it means a chatzi shiur. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, yotz adam osir atzmo becholsho. Now, consider the implications of this statement for the question that was just raised about the Nazir. Because the Nevela is Mushba V'Emin Me'ar Sinai, correct? Mushba V'Emin Me'ar Sinai to every person, a Nevela, is the equivalent of a Nazir who's Mushba V'Emin Me'ar Sinai on the Chartza. And you see, what does Reish Lakish say? Since you were Mifaresh, and he's going to the Rabbana. So in other words, if you hadn't been the Farish, we wouldn't have said, well, obviously the guy must have meant to Asr Chatzi Shir, because otherwise how is he Asring Nevelas? I mean, anyways, a Mushba V'Yamin. So he must have intended now to ask. No, we don't say that. So that's the case, ending is Shuvah Nazir. What are we going to say? The Nazir knows that anyway he's Asr Meniraisa. So he must have meant to Asr even a Chatzi Shir. No, we see, we don't say that. There is your proof. Because a nevela with mushka v'emi bar Sinai is the equivalent of a chartza megave nazir. And we see that time of the parish. It's only because he said beferush that I want to aser kosher. But if he hadn't said beferush, a low parish, I'll leave it to Rabbanan, and we would still have said daite akizai. Shma mina. Oh, wow, says the Gemara. If that's the case, we can use this to go all the way back to answer Rava's opening question about dirt. What's the shear of dirt? We could say the same thing. We could say, look, Rava asked, what about a case where a guy makes a shvua? Shalo ochal afar. I want to eat dirt. He has bekama. Here's the answer. Tifshot. The answer is, you need to have a kezias. Why? Because the nevela is the equivalent of dirt. You're not able to eat a nevela. And it's only because you said that you're willing to aser less than a kezias. But if you hadn't said it, a low parish, you would have meant a kezayin. It's the same thing as shur the dirt. If you say any amount of dirt, it's any amount. But if you leave it stam, when you say achil, I mean kezayin. News is like, come on. That's not the equivalent. I mean, offer is not edible. The veil is edible. It's just that the Torah said not to eat it. So offer is lav ba'achila u'klal. Rava wants to know on something that's an inedible, whether the appellation of achila could apply to such an extent that you would literally give it shiurim of achila, or is it stam a borrowed term bialma? A mashenkin, when it comes to nevela, nevela is perfectly edible. Problem is, it has this lion on top of it that's roaring and you're scared to eat it. Okay, so the Torah asked, that's your lion. We saw this in Tanakh all the time, right? The Yisr is always the lion. That's what happens to Edom. So it's the Ayehu de Revi'a Eluyah. You have a lion now that's sitting there crouched over it. And so it's preventing you from eating it. And that, of course, is an entirely different issue. Shua shelo acha. Continuing now, this person says, I'm not going to eat. And he eats and he drinks. V'acha v'shata. That's one shavua. En ochay v'alacha. Because achila includes the shtia, as we'll see. Shua shelo acha v'shelo eshte. If he mentions preferish, not drinking, then if he's acha v'shata, he's chayv shtai. Shua shelo acha. And he eats pat chitin, pat sa'orin, pat kusmin. So he eats various grains in his breads. En ochay v'alacha. But if he specifies shua shelo ochal pat chitin pat sarim pat kutzmin, so he says beferish, I don't want to eat wheat bread, I don't want to eat rye in our terms, or barley bread here, or spelt. In all of these cases, he would not, even if he specifies, he would be chayav on each one separately. This, as we mentioned earlier, we're derish from the pasuk achat mi'ela. If he says shua shelo eshte, and he drinks all kinds of different things. It's all included in our shtia. So shetam ashkin arbe, en echay v'lachat. But if he says shvua, shalo eshte, Scotch, and Irish, and Kentucky, and he mentions each thing separately, yayin, sheven, and dvach, and then he drinks them all, he's chay v'kol achat v'yachat. Shvua, shalo echal. And he says, I won't eat, and he eats things that are not right to eat at all, such as the example we had before of the dirt. And he drinks things that are not really potable. So there is part to complete it. But if he says, and here finally we get to the Mishnah Kikur, he says the shua that I won't eat, and he eats things that are usher anyway, he's chayev. Here we said the reason that he's chayev would only be in this case with Kalel. Rabbi Shimon says he's pot. Omar Kenem, this was the machlokes we just had. Omar Kenem ishti nehenet li. My wife should be usur from having any pleasure from me, imachalti hayon, if I ate. And it turns out he did eat, but he ate at McDonald's. So he was achal nevelot, refoch, katzim, and mashim. She thought he ate by the neighbor that he's in love with, you understand? So he said, no, I swear I didn't. Little does she know, he went at the McDonald's to eat. He figures that's not called eating. That's shkutzim, ramoshim, nevelet. Nonetheless, he still ate. And I reishto asura. Because of that, his wife would be indeed fulfilled the condition, and the debtor is chal. Amrul ala Rabbi Akiva heichan matzino. That is chayv apachot mikazayit velo. Harei nimala bir yashayne. Harei hegdesh bina shava pruta. Hare mefaresh, mefaresh nami kibir yadami. Hare afar, ala tivshat boi rov, shvua shlo ochal v'yachal afar, bekama, tivshat adika kezayit, ki kamrina b'midi d'bar achila kamrina. Hare konamot, konamot nami kibifaresh nami. Omar lehen echan matzino b'medabero mevi korban, shize medabero mevi korban, v'lo, v'hare migadev, medaber v'yoser kamrina, nai medaber v'choteyo. Hare nazir, maybe korban al diburo kamrin, and I maybe korban lishtariyel kamro to kamayte. Hare hegdish, oser latzmo kamrin, and vahay oser kavon kulo. Hare konamot, kosovar in miela bekonamot. Omar Rava machloket bestam avo bimefarish, divrei hakol bekolsho. Umay taima, mefarish nami kibir yadami. V'omar Rava machloket bishalo ochal. Avo b'shelo et om divrei hakol b'chosho pshita. Ma da teima liton nami kamrin shika mashman amrav papa machloket b'shevuot. Avo b'konamot divrei hakol b'chosho. Mai taima konamot nami kima de lokomat kishma de achila kin b'farish tami. Meitve. Shnei konamot mitztarfim, shtei shvuot im mitztarfot. Rabbi Meir omer, konamot kishvuot. Visak da te chayev b'chosho. Lama litzirof. The Yomer Achila Mizu Alaikonim, Achila Mizu Alaikonim. Yochi Amai Mitzarfot. Sov Zov Zilacha like a Shira, Zilacha like a Shira. The Yomer Achila Mishtehem Alaikonim. Okay, so then by Shruas. Kavotika Bishruas Tamar. Shrua Shalo Kal Mishtehem. Amai Ein Mitzarfin. Omer Pinchas Shiny Shavuot, Mitok Shechalukot Lachataot. Ein Mitzarfot. Yochi Rabbi Meir Omer Konamot Kishavuot. Bishleim Shavuot over Chalukot Lachataot, Ekonomot, Amai Lo. April, Rabbi Meir Omer Shavuot Ekonomot. Volet Le the Rabinchas. Rabbi Omer Kikomer of Popol Inin Malkas. Kitanya Ilinin Korban, the Binu Shavu Pruta. What? The Mimit Zever Abona Yesh Milab Ekonomot. Voltanya Kikar Zu Egdesh Veachla. Bein Hu, Bein Chave Roma Al. Lafichach Yesh La Pidyon. Kikar Zo Alai Egdesh Huma Al. Chavero loma al, lefichach ein lo pidyon de Rebbe Meir. Chachamim omri beinu ben chavero loma al. Lefichach ein mila bekonamot. Okay, I guess we have to switch that around. Echad ze vechad ze loma al, lefichach ein mila bekonamot, de Rebbe Meir. Chachamim omri muma al, chavero loma al. Yachi Rebbe Meir omri konamot kishvuot. Konamot itztaruf le roma mitztarfe. Ome ila yitbu, I thought you just said omri Rebbe Meir ein mila bekonamot klal. No, he's only saying L'divrem D'rabonet Ka'amar Lu. L'didi? Eh, no problem. Ein mi'ila b'konamot klal. But L'diditchu? I mean, at least, out of l'miyat b'konamot k'shvot v'rabonet, shvuot, you have the svar of Pinchas, v'gabi korbonets. But konamot, leket r'v Pinchas. Omar Rava, shvuot shelo ochal, v'yachal afar, patur. Boy Rava, shvuot shelo ochal afar b'kama. Given the Omer Shelo Chal, he means Kezayit. Of the Omer, given the Midi the Akli Inchu, I can't be Kezayit. It could be Becholshu. Take it. By Rava Shvur Shelo Chal Chartzan Bekama. Here we could say that given the Mitachla Yedeta Arovet. So, I mean, at least it means Shayach to Achila, the Daite Kezayit. Of the Omer, given the Lobe Ine Akli Inchu, Daite Amashu. Take it. By Rav Ash. Nazir Shomar Shvur Shelo Chal Chartzan Bekama. Do we say that Kivan the Kezayit is anyway an Issa D'Oraita? So he obviously means to add something. So Kikom Mishtaba, he is being Mishtaba Terak Mishtaba V'Daitei Amashu. Or perhaps we say Kivan the Omer Shelo Ochal Daitei Akezayit Tashma Shvur Shelo Ochal V'Yachal Nevelot Trefot Shkatziv Remashim Chayab Rabbi Shimon Poter V'Avina Ba. Amai Chayab, Mushpava Omeid Mihar Sinayu, Rav, Veshmul, Rabbi Yochanan, Damrei. It's talking about Kol HaDvarim HaMutarim Im Dvarim HaAsurim. Rish Lakish Omer, the only case you'll find is either where you say Beferish Chatzi Shira Libel Rabbana, or where you just assume it includes Chatzi Shira Libel Rabbi Akiva. Domer Adam Osrat Zbo Bechosho. Now the problem is that the Nevela, where you're Mushpava Omeid Mihar Sinai, is precisely the same as relates to him as the Chartzan, which is Mushpavim and Mar Sinai, relates to a Nazir. And we see that nonetheless, time in a Parish. Hello, Parish, I think is I. Shema, I mean, wait, so let's go all the way and be pushed to by Rava, Shvur Shloachal Afar Bekama, Tivshot Adike Kezayin. Because, I mean, after all, in the Vela is Ki Ofer Damia, the time of the Parish. Hello, Parish. Come on, I mean, our offer is lav bar achilu klal. An avela is bat achila, it's just that there's an arye who deriviyah in liya. Shvua shalo ochal v'yachal v'shata eno chayv alacha. Shvua shalo ochal v'shalo ishte v'yachal v'shata chayv shtayim. Shvua shalo ochal v'yachal pat chitim upat saurim upat kismim eno chayv alacha. Shua shelo ochal patritin patzerorin upat kusmin. V'yachal chayev akol achat v'yachat. Shua shelo eshte v'shata mashkin arbe. Eno chayev al achat. Shua shelo eshte yayin v'shemen v'dvash. V'shata chayev akol achat v'yachat. Shua shelo ochal v'yachal ochlin she'en ruin l'achila. V'shata mashkin she'en ruin l'shtia. Patur. Shua shelo ochal v'yachal nevelot utrefot. Shkatzim v'yamashim chayev. Rabbi Shimon Poter. Omar konim ishti nehenetli imachalti ayon. And it turns out that he was ochel nevelot trefot shkatzim v'rimashim הרי שתו אסור,